To find out how the FDA's decision will impact the cattle industry, we go now to Bob Schaff. He is a dairy farmer in Barron, Wisconsin, and he cloned his prize-winning milk cow. Her name is Black Rose. Can you tell me a little bit about this cow, Black Rose? Why did you clone her?
She was one of those once-in-a-lifetime individuals. She had tremendous worldwide demand for her genetics.
So what's your reaction now? The FDA says it's, you know, they don't see any safety hazards with drinking the milk or eating the meat of clone cows. And up until now, you had to keep Black Rose's clone's milk separate. Now you might not have to. What's your reaction?
You know, these animals, people have to understand the process of cloning. I mean, there's been some great documentaries done that have dug into depth and explained this. And it's really unfortunate that the education wasn't made known to everyone, the media and the public. There's been an overreaction. I think there's other things worse. Hormones and milk and things are much worse than the cloning issue. I think as far as the FDA, you know, they've had that stand for a while. We know the milk is safe, but it's the public's perception of milk from a clone. You know, they've been fed, I don't know what, they've been any idea that this is some weird animal from outer space or something? I'm not sure.
Well, I think, you know, the line that I keep hearing is messing with Mother Nature. I think there is kind of this feeling of, you know what, this is not within our hands to be kind of playing around with nature in this way. So how do you get people to overcome that kind of icky feeling in their gut that this isn't right?
I mean, I understand the cloning procedure. I always say that God gave man dominion over the animals, and that's where it ends. I mean, I obviously do not believe that it's meant for humans and to take it any further, but it's research, it's a viable option to keep something special in the genetic pool to improve the Holstein breed or Jersey breed or whatever breed of cattle you're working with to enhance a product that ultimately is used for our betterment. Human consumption or whatever.
Have you taken any, you know, personally, any steps to try to sell this? Have you gone to your local supermarket with freshly baked cookies and some cloned cow milk to try to help sell the product?
Well, we've had numerous people come out with TV cameras and interviews, and, you know, before these people are gone, I can't think of one of them that hasn't drank milk out of our refrigerator, that we keep the milk from the clones for our own use and our hired help and so on. That's the table milk we drink. I think after people are introduced to our clones, we talk about how these clones is actually made. They understand the whole process. I mean, like I said, they're drinking milk and eating meat before they leave the place. I can't think of one interviewer, people from wherever they came from, haven't tried it and cannot tell a difference.
Bob Schaff is a dairy farmer in Barron, Wisconsin. Thanks.